Ecclesiastes. And then we're going to try with the help of God to go through this. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. But the writer said that there is a time to be born, and there is a time that we must die. We have come together at this time to pay our final respects to you. You died on Thursday this past week. You left this life suddenly and without warning. You could have been any age. You was born in any town, USA. You was the son or daughter of good, loving parents. You had a good job, as so many others do. You had made great plans for a future in this life. You were a member of a good church, although the church didn't see much of you. Surviving you are many family members and friends who will greatly miss you. Services are being held for you tonight in the Halltown Church of God.
Precious memories, unseen angels, sent from somewhere to my soul. How they linger.
The Lord. You know, you thought they had plenty of time. You had lived their life as if they would never die. But you know, the Bible says that you must die. He said in the book of Psalms 89 verse 48, "What is man that liveth and shall not see death? Shall he deliver his soul from the hand of the grave?" Our friend you was a nice person, but our friend you is gone now, and we have to pay our last respects unto you tonight. You had thought that they would live a long life. You had thought that they would make plans for a great future. You had thought that they would see things take place way out in the future. But you didn't realize that they was going to have to leave this life. Paul said in one place about us tonight and about you tonight, says, "For as in Adam all die, All men will have to die. And friend, we need to realize that tonight. We're born again and we're Christians. But still we need to realize that there's coming a time in this life that we'll take our last breath. There's coming a time in this life that we'll have to say goodbye for the last time. Paul said in one place, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment." It's appointed unto men, every man, every woman, every boy and girl that's ever taken a breath will have to leave this life. And we ought to be stirred tonight. We ought to be afraid tonight that God would send the death angel our way and that we would leave this life, that we might take for tonight that last breath, and we might have that last heartbeat tonight. For Paul said, "It's appointed unto men once to die." Some will die as a result of an accident in their home or on their job or on the highway. Some will die because of some illness that will overtake them. Maybe cancer, maybe a heart attack, or maybe some a disease that will take them. But friend, the Bible teaches us that you will die, that every one of us tonight will have to take that appointment, that we'll meet that appointment one day, whether we're prepared or not. Friend, we are going to meet the appointment with death. We're going to have to keep that time when we leave this life, when we face that time when God is set for you and for me tonight to leave this life. We need to be ready. Church, we need to be stirred, because as this sign says tonight, it is you before the church. What if it was you tonight that we had come together for the last time to say our goodbyes? What if it was you tonight that had taken your last breath on Thursday? Would you be ready to go? Would you have been prepared and know that with you and God everything is right? The Bible says, "All go unto one place. All are of the dust, and all turn again to dust, or to dust again." We've come from the dust, and to the dust of this earth. These bodies will return one day. My Lord, we live as if death will never come our way. We live as if that season that they talked about in the book of Ecclesiastes will never come our way. But just as sure as you're here tonight, when death is coming your way one day, if the Lord delays His coming, we'll all go by way of the grave. For you, life is very short. For you tonight, life will pass by and seem to be gone in a moment of time. Life won't wait, and time won't wait on anybody, friend. And it'll slip by and be gone before you know it tonight. It'll be that time when you have to face death and have to cross over Jordan's River. Will you be ready when that time comes? The Bible says, "For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." He said, "Whereas ye know not what shall be on tomorrow." We don't know what tomorrow holds for us. Friend, tomorrow some of us might leave this life, and our life, as James said, might be like the vapor for us. Tomorrow we might get up in the morning and be full of life, but before the end of day, we could have vanished away, because He said, "Our life is like a vapor that appeareth but for a little time." Friend, it's just a little time that we're in this life, that we're on this journey. It's just a little time that we'll pass through to the other side. It's just a little time tonight. Young person, you might seem that you've got plenty of time, like the song says. A Christian friend, you might feel that you have plenty of time. But what happens when that life begins to vanish away like the vapor over top of a tea kettle? You can see it as the steam begins to rise, and in one instant it is there, and it's plain to see, but in a next instant it's gone, and it's out of sight. My God, our life is like that tonight. And He said, our life is like a vapor that will vanish away. Job said, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He fleeth as a shadow and continueth not. And I thought a little bit like about this. And He talks about the flower that will blossom. And you can look in the meadows. You can look at this time of year. And you can see the beautiful flowers as they begin to blossom out. And you can see the splendor of their color. You can look and you can smell the fragrance of that flower. But if you go back in a few days, you'll see just a stem, and you'll see that the petals have fallen to the ground, and the flower is gone and its beauty is gone. And our life tonight is like that. We can blossom for a while, but there comes a time when the petals fall to the ground. There comes a time when all must die. And will we be ready when that time comes tonight? Will we be ready to meet the Lord? Will we be ready when that time begins, those days that are few, those days that are short? Friend, this life is very, very short, and it'll pass by before we know it. It'll be a short time, and it'll be gone. It's a short time when you watch your children grow up and become adults. It's a short time when you look back and you see those that you've loved that have gone on before you. Friend, it seems like such a short time. And that's why if we're ever going to be ready and do anything for God, we need to do it while we can and while we have the opportunity. Job said, man dieth and wasteth away, yea, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he? Every man that's ever been born is going to die. There's not one individual that's ever been born. There's not one scientist. There's not one man that has the intelligence enough tonight to outsmart death. But death will knock on everyone's door at some time or another. Death will come knocking whether we're ready and prepared or not. And friend, this is why me and you need to be ready. This is why we need to realize that it could be us that would be in the front of the church and the people gathered together to pay their respects. You see, it could be you tonight. It could be me tonight. Our life will pass so quickly. And God's not going to wait when He sends the death angel. You go to the graveyards and you'll see graves of all types. You'll see the big graves. You'll see the small graves. You'll see the middle-sized graves. You look on the tombstone and you can see the ages. Some have died in a good old age, but some have died while they were little children. Some have died in middle age. Some have died in the prime of life. Friend, the death angel is no respecter of persons. And when that appointed time comes, if we're not ready, we'll not have time maybe to get ready when something suddenly will snatch us out of this life. We'll not have time to go back and make things right. We'll not have time to get down perhaps and say, God, forgive me because I'm not ready to go. But we could leave this life in an instant. Job says, if a man die, shall he live again? And you know, This is a question that so many will ask, and this is a question that maybe some of you tonight have asked, and this is something that maybe the devil has come to you and began to give you troubles about, and causing you to have doubt about life after death. And when Job was in the midst of his problems and everything for him going wrong, when he looked and saw his sons and his daughters that were lost to death, and he saw everything that he had and everything that he possessed was taken from him, and it looked like for Job all hope was gone, he began to ask that question. He said, if a man die, shall he live again? If you die tonight, friend, will you live again? If the death angel comes your way tonight, are you sure tonight that you have eternal life? Job goes on and said, all the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. He said, thou shalt call and I will answer. Job said, Lord, I know that there's life beyond this life. I know that there's hope beyond the problems that I'm facing. Oh, it seems I'm in such deep despair. But he said, there's coming a time, Lord, that you're going to call. And he said, Lord, I'm going to answer. Jesus said in one place, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming when all that are in the graves shall hear His voice and shall come forth. He said, some, those that have done good unto everlasting life, and those that have done evil unto everlasting damnation. So there is life after death for you tonight. If you'll accept that, if you'll be ready, if you'll live close to God tonight, friend, you can have eternal life. Job said, in another place where I know that my Redeemer liveth, praise God, and that He shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, Job says, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold. Job said, there's coming a time when this old body that's decayed and dried up and gone back to the dust, when the skin worms have destroyed this body, Job said, I'm looking for a resurrection morning. I'm looking for a time, praise God, when He calls and I can answer, and every molecule, every cell, every bit of this body is going to come back together, and it's going to come forth from the grave. And there is life after this life. There is hope for you tonight. And you see, that's our hope tonight. And that should be what we're searching our heart for tonight. If our call and our time comes from God to leave this life, we need to make sure that everything's right with God. Paul said, making your calling and your election sure. Praise God, we need to know tonight that we're saved. We need to know that everything is under the blood of Jesus tonight. Praise God, when those days begin to tick down, and that time for each one of us, friend, as the days pass, that time grows closer and closer for every one of us. We need to be ready. Praise God, if that time would come for us. Say, oh, I'm young and I don't have to worry. I read and maybe mentioned to you one time before about a young boy, a Church of God preacher's son that had got a radio for Christmas, and how that this young boy put the radio in his automobile, 16 years old, went down in his old car, and his car stopped on the railroad track, and he was blaring away with the radio, and the train took him out at 16 years of age. And I think I mentioned this, but his father stood at the casket and looked down at that young man and began to pat him on the face and said, "Buddy, buddy." And his father said, "Oh my God, only 16 years old and in hell." You see, the young man wasn't ready to go. It makes no difference tonight who we are. Makes no difference tonight what we are. Makes no difference tonight what we possess when death comes our way. Friend, we're going to leave this life. Job, the Bible goes on, and Jesus said, praise God, in one place, He said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." For you tonight, friend, there is hope of eternal life. For you tonight, praise God, there is the assurance that you can be ready to leave this life, that you, praise God, can know without a doubt tonight that your sins are forgiven, that you can know tonight without any a doubt at all that you're ready to go, that if the trumpet should sound or death would come your way, that you're willing and ready to stand before the Son of God tonight. Daniel said, "And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt." Paul said, "We have hope towards God that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust." Friend, there are going to be two resurrections. One, when Jesus comes to rapture the church, when the dead in Christ shall come forth from their graves, when the graves will burst open and the dead will ascend up, first of all, before those that are alive and remain. Praise God, He said, "Blessed and holy is He that hath part in the first resurrection." For He said, "On such the second death hath no power." Praise God. The second death is to be cast in the lake of fire and brimstone that will burn forever and ever. But friend, He said, to go in the first resurrection, to be a part of the rapture church, praise God, the people need to be holy. They need to be living right. He said, in order to go, they need to be holy, to go in the first resurrection. But Paul said, we have hope towards God. He said that there shall be a resurrection, not only of the just, but He said, of the unjust. Those that leave this life unprepared, those tonight that went out in sin and died in their sins, friend, they'll not come forth until the great white throne judgment at the end of the tribulation and at the end of the 1,000-year reign is when they will come forth. The Bible says, death and hell shall give up the dead that are in them. The sea shall give up the dead that are in them, and said they shall be judged. You see, some people think because they're going to be so far out in the future that it'll never happen. But there is a judgment coming. Some of us tonight feel that death will never come our way. You know, we've been programmed that way, that to feel that it's going to happen to somebody else, that it'll never happen to me, that when I hear of somebody dying, it's someone down the road, but it'll never come my way. You see, the devil's deceived us to believing that death will never come our way. There are some people that should be here tonight that are deceived to believe the rapture will never take place anytime soon. Brother, they feel tonight that the death angel won't come to their door and knock on their door. If they felt that way, they'd be in the house of God and beginning to put God first in their heart and in their life. Paul said, if in this life only we have hope of Christ, we of all men are most miserable. If we don't have hope past the grave, friend, we're miserable tonight. If we can't lay hold on to that hope and believe that there is more than this life holds for us, then, friend, if only in this life we can rejoice and serve God, and we can't look past this life and see eternal life, if we can't look past the things of this life and see that there's hope in Jesus Christ, that He not only offers us a life of praise God to serve Him in dignity while we're here, but there is life after this life. There is a time when we'll be joined together with all of those that's gone on to meet the Lord. We'll be with them, praise God, that we've had to leave at the graveyards for the last time. And we walked away from them, and we kind of said goodbye, longing to see them again. Friend, there's coming a time when we'll join them again. There's coming a time when we can rejoice around the table of the Lord with Jesus and with the loved ones that have gone on before us. Praise God, this is why we can rejoice. This is why we can leave them, and knowing that one day we'll see.
I got up on Sunday morning, went to the church at 10. I listened to the words that I'd heard time and time again. The preacher spoke of sinful lives. It seemed he spoke of mine, but I was young. I had plenty of time. Plenty of time to decide where I'm bound, to eternal darkness or to heaven's crown. I'm just a young child, not yet in my prime, so I'll just wait. I've got plenty of time. I walked on down life's pathway, living as I wish to live, out to beat the other fellow, out to get what life could give. Making money is not sinful. Having fun is not a crime, so I'll just wait. I've got plenty of time. Plenty of time to decide where I'm bound, to eternal darkness or to heaven's crown. I'm just a young child, not yet in my prime, so I'll just wait. I've got plenty of time. Before I knew what happened, life's scenes had passed away, and millions stood before God's throne, for it was judgment day. Now eternal darkness beckons, and the name it calls is mine. But I thought I had plenty of time. Eternity waits, I've got plenty of time to think of all the days Christ could have been mine. My chance is over, earth's days are left behind, and here am I. I've got plenty of time. Now I've got nothing but plenty of time.
Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know.